Rachel Posner with CSIS. My question is for Dr. Salath. You mentioned in your presentation that if there were continued development in India, that there could be conflict. And so I wanted to hear you expand on that a little bit, and if there were any instances that you could tell us about that have kind of happened already. We always get questions at CSIS about water and conflict, and so we would be interested to hear what you've seen on the ground over there.
Yes. Actually, the demand for water being is projected based on certain assumptions about our population growth. So they have several scenarios of population growth. So according to one scenario which assumes a higher population growth, by 2050 that all the water that can be used in India, usable water, will be exhausted. So at the macro level, overall country level, 2050 or around that time, India will use all its water. So that is the one point. The second point, this at the micro level of smaller basins, which Peter may be knowing as well, is small basin level. There are some basins already using more water than they already have, partly due to recycling, so on and so forth. So some of them are using about 60-70% of the water resource potential for irrigation. So it means the remaining is for domestic and industrial uses, which is also growing. So the normal assumption is that whenever a basin 60% of the water is used, then it is crossing a danger zone actually. So there are several areas where it already happened, and there are some rivers which they have a conflict between states in capturing water. One is the case of Kaveri water, which many times of our it even have some political ramifications, threatening the stability of the central government, which, since it is based on coalition partners. Those political implications are there all the time. So that's why when I entered the presentation with that, whether the politics can win or the economics can win, actually the economy is going to win because of its political implications, because politics is not immune from economic consideration in the long run. But you're right, there are several hot areas where this problem is already visible.